You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli, and art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp joins us now for her weekly chat. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So this week we're going to talk about something you wrote a whole book about, art and architecture in Los Angeles. Let's start with the architecture, the Schindler House, known as the Mack Center in West Hollywood, and a show there called Everything Loose Will Land. What did they mean by that?
Well, this is a Pacific Standard Time Presents exhibition, and it's really the only one that deals with the interaction between architects and artists who are working here in the 70s, a little bit in the 60s. And it's a point that many people have made, including myself, but Sylvia Lavin, the curator, has done what she calls investigative curation. She's brought together all of these documents and photographs and blueprints and magazines and models and material that really shows how much of that interaction it was in place and how the boundaries between art and architecture became very porous.
Melded together.
Yes.
Because why? What was the reason for that?
Well, the 70s, the 60s, a time of experimentation in Los Angeles. And what you'll see here that is interesting, I think, to most people are very specific incidents. Like there are drawings by Frank Gehry for a house that he did for Ed Ruscha out in Joshua Tree. Mm. Frank Gehry is a big presence in this show, I have to say. You see some sculptures made of glass fish scales, and of course those fish scales come up again in his fish lamps and in buildings and so forth. And there's a whole room dedicated to the concept of lumens or light, where she's gathered together a lot of the artists who worked in the light and space movement, so to speak, Billy Al Bankston and Peter Alexander, and specifically Larry Bell, who has one of his cubes of glass with a chemical coating that he makes with a special machine that results in special kind of prismatic color, dark and light iridescent shades that are also translucent. They capture light.
So Larry Bell influenced, and other artists at the time influenced, the architecture of Los Angeles at the time.
Well, they specifically influenced Frank Gehry, and he's very clear about that. And coincidentally, there's a new show by Larry Bell at the Frank Lloyd Gallery that I really encourage people to see, because although he was a big figure in the Pacific Standard Time exhibitions and was one of the first artists to work in that sort of light and space manner, and I already described the glass cubes that he's known for, this is brand new work. And what he's done that I think is very exciting is take sheets, big sheets of clear mylar, and subject them to the same treatment he used on the glass cubes. So they're kind of this very iridescent, pale shades of blues and silvers and grays, and almost looking like an oil slick on water. Then he takes them and he ties them into knots, and they hang from the ceiling. They're called light knots, a good title because they actually capture and reflect light, but they also appear to be color suspended in space. They're quite remarkable. I've never seen anything like them. And it's his newest work. So it's all kind of very exciting and also kind of ties back into his interest in architecture because they are quite architectural.
You can see the exhibition at Bergamot Station's Frank Lloyd Gallery through June 8th, the Larry Bell, and Everything Loose Will Land is up at the Mack Center through August 4th. You can see some photos and read Hunter's text at kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.